Hello, and welcome to the Angelist India Radio. Through these conversations, we're taking you inside the minds of great investors, experienced founders, and talented experts. Angelist India pioneered new concepts in startup fundraising and investing for India. You can find out more about us on angel.co/India. Let's dive in. Hello. So India has 65 million SMEs and 400 million Indians work at them. And on that note, I'm very excited to welcome Rupesh, who's the co-founder at PagarBook. He looks after the growth and strategy. And they've had sort of a breakout year in the last year. They've raised two back-to-back rounds by tier one names like Sequoia Capital and others. And I'm very excited to dive deeper into this exciting trend that has over the last, I think, few years come up in the public eye and digitization of these Indian MSMEs and SMEs, where majority of the Indian population works. And these are typically small businesses which have not come online yet fully. And there are various verticals which are now going online. And PagarBook is at the forefront for building the human capital platform for these SMEs in India. Welcome, Rupesh.
Hey, hi, Utsav. It's really a great honor to be here. And I'm super excited to talk to you about Indian SMEs, PagarBook, and what we are trying to build here.
No, the pleasure is all mine. You've been kind enough to educate me about some of this over the last year or so, because PagarBook really caught my eye and attention, and it's been you've been doing some phenomenal work. Did I miss something out in that introduction? Would you like to introduce yourself about your history, about Gyan App, and the pivot to PagarBook?
Sure. I think quickly take a minute and then quickly give you my background, what we are trying to build here, and where we are in terms of scale of the business. Make sense?
Perfect.
About me, I'm Rupesh, one of the co-founder of PagarBook. As you rightly said, PagarBook is a human capital platform for Indian SMEs. Before this, me and my co-founder Adarsh, we were building a company named Gyan App. At Gyan App, we were trying to build a knowledge sharing platform similar to Quora, but for non-English speaking Indian users. At our peak, we were roughly around 2.5 million monthly active users. Due to some reason, we had to shut down the operations of Gyan App in October 2019. And post that, we started thinking what to do next. So both of us have kind of similar background as in we have been grown up in tier 2, tier 3 cities and smaller towns. We genuinely believe that we are the kind of founders who kind of empathize with the tier 2, tier 3 kind of user base. And hence, after shutting down Gyan App, we were kind of very sure that whatever we are going to build, we'll build for the similar TG. And hence, like we chose to solve the problem statement of SMEs. My dad also runs a small transport business in my hometown, so I had a fair sense how these small businesses function. So after shutting down Gyan App, I think it was two and a half months. We traveled across the country. We went to Surat, Ahmedabad, Jaipur, Indore, and then a few other cities. We met some 450, 500 SME owners. We met their employees too. And we kind of saw immense like problems that can be solved through technology. But one of the things that kind of caught our attention is that, let's say, I'll just give a quick anecdote. So let's say there is an employee who is working in my dad's business, right? He's a driver, truck driver. He's making 25,000 rupees a month. It's a fairly decent income from my hometown standpoint. But let's say that guy tomorrow, he wants to take 40,000 rupees loan for any urgent reason. He can't go to any mainstream financial ecosystem or any NBFC and then avail loan for a loan of 40,000 rupees. Why so? Because what we realize is that there is no technology infrastructure available in the country where financial and professional profiling of SME employees and employers are available. And then because of which, no bank or no mainstream financial ecosystem is kind of able to judge their financial behavior and then their credit worthiness and things like that. So that was the kind of one problem that caught us, or maybe I would say hit us a lot. We came back to Bangalore and started thinking how to solve that particular problem. And we realized that maybe we could have started a lending company, we could have started a job marketplace. But to solve all these problems, the thing is that we have to build first, digitize their financial and professional profile. That's the core problem. And hence we thought this idea of building PagarBook, which is a easy to use mobile app. Any SME owner, he can just download the app, onboard all the employees he has, he or she has, and then start managing their attendance. He can make the profile of an employee and then start managing their payroll, make the payout from the app itself, and then all sorts of things he can do related to the staff management from the app itself. So yeah, that's how I would say the journey of Pagarbook started. We released our first basic version of the app in the month of January. And since then, we have been in touch with users. Like, I can vouch for this, that we are the best team in the Bangalore. Best team as in, we are the most user-obsessed team, I would say, in our city. So even now, me and my co-founder, we talk to 10, 15 users a day. And we just love this routine of coming here office. And then like 10 to 11 is our routine where we talk to Pagarbook users. And then that's how we get a hell lot of insights and then keep on building stuff on top of our basic app.
And it helps you stay ahead of the curve, right? Because exactly. This audience is very different. This is not like building Rippling or building any of the X for Y sort of models, which have typically been the first wave. Now you're truly building India for India models, where we're trying to bring India online and bring them into a more formal sort of setting. So, I mean, tell us about some unique insights that you got across this. What has like been a wow moment for you, say, in the last few months, which you typically wouldn't get if you're just sitting in a fancy office behind a laptop?
So two, three things. I'll just point it out quickly. So let's say one unique insight that we got to know when we went to Surat, Ahmedabad, is that these SME owners, they don't pay salary to their employees in one go. Like, let's say in Pagarbook office, what we do is first of every month, we pay salary to everybody, right? That is not the case in SME space in India. They keep on paying small amount like 500,000 rupees because the salary of that employees are kind of very low, so they because they could survive the whole month, these people keep on paying some advance payment in between the month, and by end of the month they do the accounting and pay rest of the amount. So that is one of the very major differentiation. Apart from that, what one more thing that we have seen out there is that they keep record of each and every minute. So let's say if somebody is coming 30 minutes late, they deduct it from the salary. If somebody is working 1 hour extra, they kind of add that particular overtime into the salary. So these kind of things are not a very common behavior in corporate setups, but in SME segment, this is a very prevalent use case or a very prevalent way of managing the employees who are working in those particular businesses. Apart from that, I would say type of employees are also one of the key insights that we got to know. So multiple type of employees, like starting from daily wage worker to hourly wage worker, weekly wage worker. In few cases, worker type is like fortnight. So they get paid every 15 days of the month. So those kind of workforce management they do. Other nuances, like their salary cycle is not 30 days every month. It's based on calendar months. So if somebody's salary is, let's say, 9,000, 10,000 rupees a month, based on the days in that calendar, the salary becomes variable. So these are the kind of unique insight that we got to know early when we started Pagarbook. And then post that, I would say multiple things, like let's say we are currently available in roughly 12 languages. And if you see, it's not the literal translation from English to let's say Punjabi, or I would say Gujarati. It's a very colloquial, hardcore Gujarati languages. Like, I would say, let's say, I'll give an example, right? So if we talk about advance payment in Gujarat, they don't call it, like, the literal translation of advance payment would be something else, but they call it upar, right? So these kind of languages in our campaigns, in our apps, are kind of few like deep dive insight that we keep on getting while talking to users, and hence we are able to design a campaign, we are able to design product accordingly, we are able to add features into the product, which is kind of helping us to grow really fast.
Amazing. And you had a big year. I think all of these insights have translated into a product which people love using, and it's been a great journey for you. Tell us some numbers, if you can disclose whatever publicly.
Sure. So as I said, we started, I think, in the month of January 2020, a very beta-ish version of the product. That time, I think 500-600 users have downloaded the app. They started adding their employee in the app. We have given my WhatsApp number into the app. And out of 500 people, I think 150 people called me back, wrote us back on WhatsApp saying that they want this feature, they want that feature and stuff like that. And all those things we inculcated into the product, I think, in the month of February. So the base first sanitized version of the product we launched in the month of February. In month of February, we had around 2,000-3,000 monthly active SME on the platform. And I think in the month of October, we crossed 1.5 million monthly active SME on the platform. So currently, millions of SMEs are kind of managing their employees on the platform. Out of 350 million SME employees in the country, roughly we are managing 2-2.5% of SME workforce across the country. So that's the scale we are at right now. In terms of geo in the country, like locations in the country, we are roughly available in 3,000 towns and cities across the country. 12 languages we are available in. We recently started some financial products too. We started experimenting few financial products, which are getting really good traction. So yeah, these are the things that are kind of getting a really good traction. And we are seeing like a really good growth in last 6-7 months, I would say.
Paint the picture of a Indian SME for our listeners. Some of them might not be from from the Indian region, so they might not be aware. But what's a typical Indian SME look like?
Sure. So I would maybe talk the SME persona in terms of Pagarbook perspective, because that is what I'm sleeping over every day. So that's what maybe they're in my mind. So let's say in India, there are 65 million SMEs, right? That number everybody has seen, right? Out of that particular 65 million businesses, what our sense till now is roughly around 25 to 30 million businesses are there, which are individual owned kirana shop. In most of these businesses, there is no employee or maybe one chotu or one employee would be there in those particular businesses. So these 25, 30 million businesses are like that. And then most of these businesses are trading or kirana shop businesses, which is hardly like a mom and pop store, right? Rest roughly around 30-35 million businesses. In these 30-35 million businesses, roughly around 10 million businesses are there where employee size ranges between 3 to 5. These are also a kind of businesses where they are a little bit bigger mom and pop store, like let's say distributor and wholesaler kind of businesses. So these businesses are roughly around 10 to 12 million. Rest 15 to 18 million businesses are there, and their employee size ranges between 5 to 100. So that is the very hardcore sticky cohort for a company like Pagarbook. And then all majority of these businesses are non-trading businesses. Like roughly, I would say 15% of these 18 million businesses would be trading or a trader's businesses, and rest would be small manufacturing units, some services businesses like some security agencies, some logistic company, private school, restaurant, and stuff like that. So that's what the roughly split of SME. I'll just quickly repeat the answer that I made in pointers. So 25 to 30 million businesses are there, which are mom and pop stores, and where most probably there is no employee. Out of like rest, like 30 million businesses, roughly 15 million businesses are there where employee size ranges between 3 to 5. And then in these particular businesses, most of them are distributor or wholesalers. But when it comes to 5 employees to 100 employees, roughly 15 to 18 million businesses are there. And these particular businesses are non-trading businesses. They are mostly manufacturing units, services businesses, and stuff like that.
Interesting. And you've just come out of a big TV ad campaign with Akshay Kumar. And so inorganic growth. How hard has it been to sell to these businesses and your target segment?
So what we have seen is that like two major things that we have realized in last, I would say, 8 to 10 months of Pagarbook journey. One thing is that whenever you actually understand their problem and you solve their efficiency, their business efficiency, they are going to adopt the product for sure. There is no question about that. Many of people, they say that they can't use technology product. Why should they use technology product? They are not adaptable to technology. I don't, or maybe we in general as a team don't come from that school of thought. We believe, or we have seen this thing, like in the last 6 months, we have grown so fast. And the core reason behind that is whatever flow you see in the product, it is actual replica of whatever he was doing on register. And it's a better and efficient way of managing their staff. And hence, they are kind of adopting it. So that is one. The second problem in this particular segment is trust in general is a very big problem in this particular segment, because in general India is a low trust society. Everybody keeps on saying that particular thing. So the thing is that being a new brand, we need to create that trust if we are saying that tomorrow we are going to build financial product for this particular user base, and then we are saying that we are going to build a payment ecosystem for this particular user base. So to solve all these problems, first thing that needs to be solved is trust. And then to solve trust, we signed Akshay Kumar, a Bollywood celebrity here in India. He's a kind of A-listed Bollywood celebrity. So that in general, that campaign or signing Akshay Kumar is kind of helped us a lot in terms of growth in last, I guess, 3 to 5 months. And the retention also gone up because some kind of trust this campaign is able to inculcate into PagarBook users. And then they are kind of the product become very close to them. And then they are kind of associating with the brand ambassador. So it is kind of unlocking the trust, I would say. So this is the second point which I would like to maybe put here.
Interesting. And I'm sure you get asked this a lot. These customers are very hard to monetize, or Indian MSME SME businesses are some of the hardest paymasters. What do you think about that?
I would say that the thing is that ARPU is lower, that everybody knows, and that is very inevitable. Like we are a country which is $2,500 GDP per capita, and if we are comparing Indian SME with US SME, which is $55,000 GDP per capita, it's not an apple to apple comparison, right? But when it comes to paying capacity, you go to any smaller cities in the country and see the kind of, like we went to Surat, right? And what we've seen out there is there's a company named Lakshmi Software, and they are based out of Surat. They had some 15,000-20,000 businesses, and they built few products like let's say Replica or easy to use Replica of Tally, which any business owner can use. And these people are paying 10,000 rupees a year for that crappy software, right? So if you go to any smaller town, you see all these trading businesses, and majority of the businesses have CCTV camera into their premise, and they are paying some 30,000-40,000 rupees a year for that particular CCTV camera. So paying capacity is not the problem. The core problem is we don't understand their problem, and we try copying some other Western products, and we try to maybe provide that particular solution to these particular user base, and we think that they are going to pay for that. No, it's not solving the problem. How can we like expect that these people are going to pay? We recently launched our paid version. I can't disclose the number here, but we are seeing a really good traction on that product, and we are going to demystify this particular myth, which is that SME owners are not going to pay for software. This is the pure bullshit that we keep on talking here and there on Twitter.
No, love it. And so you mentioned Tally. That was probably the original OG of the Indian business software market. What do you think is happening in the Indian SME SaaS landscape? I know it's not technically SaaS or shouldn't be clubbed under a regular SaaS category, but what do you think, what's your take on the whole Indian SME landscape for digitization?
The thing is that the company which are very mobile first company, or companies who are trying to build a very mobile first product, those products, and then at the same time they are solving the hardcore need of the user base, those kind of companies are going to get a really good traction, and I personally believe that these companies are going to build a really big business out of the country.
And in this, will you think horizontal or vertical? Like, will it be one single player doing different these things, or do you think like vertical solutions like KhataBook, PagarBook, separate categories, separate winners?
My submission here would be a separate category will have separate winners. And then the core reason behind that is that each and every problem statement, like let's say I'm calling it human capital management platform. It's not only an employee management app, right? The playbook looks like starting from an easy to use mobile app where these people can manage their employees, to let's say building a financial products for them, building a job marketplace for them, right? So it's a wholesome platform play. It's not a four pager app where you can just put these features into some other app and then these people are kind of satisfied with that. So hell lot of nuances are there in each and every category, starting from accounting to let's say inventory and billing softwares, to let's say employee management, to some of their financial need. So I think each and every category will have 2-3 companies. Obviously, one company would be winner in that particular category, but it I don't believe that one company is going to eat the whole market, whole software market. That is not going to happen because problem itself is really deep, really big. Most of these, like all these three categories, I told that accounting and then billing and inventory management and staff management or employee management part. These three categories in general are a very platform placed thing and then not a very feature oriented products.
No, Rupesh, I think that's a good thought for us to end this on. Every sort of vertical will need a maniacal focus, and I think you're in the right direction. I'm cheering you and Pagarbook and the team on. Thank you so much for doing this. My pleasure today.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really great talking to you.